On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Josh Coop.
We're being told this lunchtime a car park in Tunbridge Wells is going to be closed for most of today after a man's body was discovered. Forensic officers are carrying out investigations and Joses just sent this update from the scene.
There's still a heavy police presence here at the Torrington multi-storey off Vale Road. A man's body was discovered in the stairwell after emergency crews were initially called here following reports of a fire. Inside there's been movement from forensic teams. There were two vans, but that's since gone down to one. Police have told me the car park's likely to be closed for the rest of the day while their investigations continue. The man's death is currently being treated as unexplained.
Elsewhere this lunchtime and in the past few minutes, we've heard a coroner's ruled George Michael died of natural causes. He's thought to have passed away from a heart and liver condition at his home in Oxfordshire on Christmas Day. The singer was 53. Rescue teams searching for people caught up in an avalanche in France say nobody's been hurt. Police in Teen, near the Italian border, initially thought skiers had been buried under the snow. A man's been left with serious head injuries after being knocked unconscious in an attack in Canterbury. He told police he can't remember what happened, but his wallet, passport and phone were taken. He'd been walking to Wincheap after a night out with friends when it happened 10 days ago. The government's expected to announce a big funding boost for a new generation of grammar schools tomorrow. Our reporter Adam has more.
The Prime Minister returned to the classroom to announce plans to provide £500 million to build 140 new free schools and renovate existing ones.
People can know that their child will have a good school place and all the opportunities that that provides for them.
The new schools will be able to become grammars if legislation is passed to allow this. Head teacher Jeff Barton believes ministers have the wrong priorities.
What we need are lots of teachers in our classrooms who then stay in our classrooms, lots of school leaders and lots of proper funding.
A school's white paper will be published within weeks.
A people smuggler who tried bringing two Albanian women into Kent, hidden inside his van, has been jailed for 3 years. The 31-year-old from London was stopped by border officials at the Eurotunnel terminal in Cockhouse at the start of February. The pair were found hiding in a specially adapted compartment where you'd normally keep your spare tyre. More than 30 budging stores, including one here in Kent, are going to close, leaving around 800 people out of a job. Owners Food Retailer Group appointed administrators, but a buyer's not been found. Their shop in Gillingham has only been open around half a year, but will shut on Thursday, with 37 staff being made redundant. Under-18s are only going to go to prison in the future if there's no other option. The guidelines are changing from June, meaning judges will also have to think about whether offenders have had a difficult upbringing. This man's behind the changes and says criminals who plead guilty will also get shorter sentences.
If the offender owns up at the first opportunity, those people are relieved of the anxiety of waiting to give evidence. They have the vindication of knowing that what they said about an offence has been true.
Two-thirds of everyone who gets their energy from E.ON are going to be hit by an 8.8% increase. The increase will affect customers on the standard variable dual-fuel tariff from the end of April. Most of the firm's 2.5 million customers could be affected. The man who wants to build Kent's very own version of Disneyland has been telling KMFM it should be finished in 5 years. Plans for the £3.2 billion Paramount Resort near Swanscombe were supposed to be submitted last summer, but they're now being put in later this year after a number of changes to the route in and out of the attraction. Chief exec Humphrey Percy says it's also going to create around 27,000 jobs.
We have the backing to take us all the way through the planning application process, and once we get the approval, of course, that will bring added investor interest, added to what we already have.
And Ed Sheeran's new album Divide has sold 432,000 copies in its first 3 days on sale. He's now on his way to taking the record for one of the best ever opening weekends. Ed also takes the top four spots in the singles chart.
KMFM Sport with passmores.co.uk. Sheds, chalets and garden workshops. Sale now on.
The Football Association says it wants more women to be involved in running the game. The government's been pushing for changes. Proposals also include limits on how long people can be on the leadership board. Kent MP Damian Collins, who's in charge of Parliament's Sports Committee, says the reforms don't go far enough, though. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.
KMFM Weather.
Mostly nice and sunny this afternoon. Maybe a bit cold. cloudy later, highs of 9 in Borough Green and Canterbury.
Weather.
With HomePlus, for quality oak furniture. Everyone shops at HomePlus.